bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
The Melbourne design market. People are going, you know, what's that about? Well, it's actually tomorrow. Thousands of people are going to flock to Fed Square to have a look at this, because there's designers, there's exhibitions, there's, look, there's so much going on, and Fed Square is such a fantastic place to do it. I remember Kirsty when it was built, and everyone went, it'll never work. I always thought it's going to be interesting, but it has worked so well.
It's
so
aesthetically pleasing, but it's also, once you've gone to a few events there, it works very well.
It does.
And it's such a modern town centre, like a little gathering place.
I love the deck chairs. Fantastic. Anyway, Elizabeth Collins is from the Melbourne Design Market, and she's here to have a chat to us about it. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. You must be pretty excited. I mean, tomorrow's kickoff. But
look, I've been doing this since it started in 2004, and I have loved it every year. Every time I do it, I'm up to 20-something. I've forgotten now. It's such a great gathering of people, and we recently held a little competition for some free movie passes, and one of the people said, it's not about the bits and pieces. It's the faces and the vibe. And that's what we've always said about this particular market, because it's down in the car park, so it's in this industrial little space that if you're not there at 7 a.m, you don't see it, but it's a blank grey concrete space. And within 2 hours, up rises this incredible collection of colour and creativity and innovation and style that is across all areas of design. And there's this world in this low-roofed place, and it's like one of those found Melbourne spaces.
Okay.
You're kind of moving around the city and you're in Fed Square, and then you hear that the market's on. You go down into the car park and there's this thing going on, and there's music and there's coffee and lots of conversations to be had. And it never fails to amuse me to see that kind of thing happen.
And I have to say, I think I first went, I would have said about 2006.
Yeah.
And I know exactly some of the items I bought that first time, because it was wonderful to have an opportunity to buy things that weren't mass produced.
Yes.
That were handmade.
That's right.
And I can remember walking around and just looking at the people who were also at the market, and I felt like I wasn't that cool because there were so many cool people. I'm thinking, this is a great market. You go to Vic Market, which is a lovely market, but I feel like that's very much geared towards mass tourism. And the design market is, if you like finding things that are unique, of great quality, and are a little bit outside of the box, then you're going to love wandering around.
You are going to love it. And I think that's the main thing that we've held on to, even though there are other markets that have come on board. They're all over the place now.
Yeah.
We've kept it the same size. We haven't expanded out to be, 200 stalls or whatever. There's 50-ish. And we just choose really well. And sometimes we even leave it as a blank space. If somebody had to pull out and we couldn't find someone else to come in that was of the right level, then we don't get the money,
So do you do – I was just thinking of one of the television programs that has a sort of like a pop-up shop that is associated with its program. Is there an opportunity for people who aren't able to make it to the market to have a look at and purchase things that are for sale as a collective group?
We haven't really – I've often thought of doing something along those lines, and I think it might be another way of
broadening your customer base.
Basically, the market was started to support emerging designers and to give other design businesses a retail space that's not something they have to pay rent for all year. And I think that was done very successfully, and it was part of the Saturday Design Festival that Kathy Demos ran. And we've always kept it because it was so popular, and then it just sort of came into its own right.
Because you could certainly make it a unique experience by saying, well, it's only available for the 4 weeks after the actual event.
Sure.
You can't get it before, after that day, you're too late.
Yeah.
So there's still a lovely little sense of exclusivity.
There could be that. Well, but a lot of the designers who take part in the market have their own online stores.
Yep.
So we have links via our website to all the people.
I just like the idea.
A
pop-up shop online that is just to do with the actual design market.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can put the pressure on Doily. I'm Dolly Doyle.
Oh, he's going to be angry at you. You've done it outside of the hours of work.
I've called him again. one of the things that I think is fantastic about this is that good design is timeless.
Yes.
But it can be in something as simple as a pencil sharpener.
Yeah. I have a salt box that I use. It cost me like $95. It was made by a Japanese guy in Japan, but designed by the guy here, Robbie Sands. And I use that every day. Mm. I put salt in my food quite a lot, and I use it quite a number of times a day. And every time I love the way that lid closes down. It's just so perfect.
Yeah.
And it's a natural thing, and it works well. And I'm very glad to have bought it. Now, a lot of people think, what the hell, $95 for a salt box? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but it's going to last you your whole life.
I've recently been reading this book called The Art of Frugal Hedonism by a Melbourne guy and his partner, Annie. Fantastic book, because I am myself not somebody who is necessarily all cashed up and needs the very best of everything.
But you're a hedonist.
I am a hedonist, yeah. And I can very easily be a frugal hedonist. But when it comes to buying good stuff, I do buy the good stuff.
Mm.
I get the good pair of boots that's going to last me 10 years. I don't go to Target.
And I mean, the thing is,
totally,
you know, a crappy product that is badly made with bad products is usually not something that has good design.
That's right.
So, you know, good design forces, when that's being manufactured or created, to actually make it better, you know, and it's the touch and the feel, the smell, or whatever. I think one of the challenges is people don't, well, so let me put it another way, people take good design for granted. That they don't, it's only when you buy something or you look at something that really doesn't work or just doesn't look right, that you go, eh.
Yeah.
You take for granted good design.
There's also an interesting responsibility that you have with the design market, which is to ensure the quality of each of the stalls that are represented, because they have to align with your actual vision of where it goes. But it also means that after such a long period of time of having this market on annually, you're going to be having customers that have faith that each time we come, we know that you've already done some checks and balances, and there's a standard. And I think that that's a really unique niche.
We're really starting to see that now. We've been going for over 10 years, and we even get comments from the designers themselves to say, no, I go to all the other design markets, but this is where people understand design. They've come to know that this is where you come to get that well-chosen design, and there's always a mix. We've always got new people. They're not the same every time. And, I know that a few people have come up to me, you know, designers say, oh, I love this market because I have these people keep coming back to me and saying, what have you got this year?
Because we trust you. We know that you've done great work and continue to make those great choices for us in preparing a market that we want to be to and we want to come to.
Yeah, so people do actually buy at the market. They don't just sort of go through looking and
sort of wander around.
No, they actually come and, you know, get some stuff.
Yep.
Now, if you had a wish, there's something you wanted designed, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh, that's an interesting question.
See, it's funny you ask that question, and straight away I'm thinking, I love going to the market particularly because it has things that I could never imagine. Sure. And there's such a creativity. I remember the first thing that I bought there was actually these little male and female, and actually I've got a disabled one as well, for the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I'm trying to remember
that. That's Great Dane, I think.
They're just divine. And I actually just stick them on with blue tack because I don't want to damage my, you know, and plus I'm a renter, so I obviously, you know, move around. But I've kept them with me.
Yeah.
And I would never have thought of having such a simple symbol be used in such a creative and artistic way, and they're beautiful to look at.
And that's the real thing. So when I was talking about the art of frugal hedonism, they say you don't have to be in the dumpster getting your food out of there too much. Like, you know, save some money in other ways, but use your money really well and get the good stuff that you're going to have as part of your life every day, or you can gift to somebody else. So that it's not I used to work with R.G. Madden. And so that's really high-end, really beautiful design, really well-chosen stuff. But it costs some money. And it was always a bit of an internal struggle with me. It's like, I'm here, I'm trying to encourage people to buy a $300 thing that's a bowl, and why would they do that? But then I eventually came to see that if you knew the story behind it, you knew that it was designed by a particular woman who lives in Melbourne and she's got this history behind her and it does this thing that's never been made before, and everything has a story.
Yes.
Mm. And it's getting the story that is such a crucial thing about coming to the Melbourne design market, because the designers can tell you the story behind the thing.
That's the other great part.
And that is the real crux of it all.
You can ask a question of the person at the stall, and they are usually the one that's actually produced it.
That's
and
right.
You get the real answer, and you get the exciting and interesting story, historical context of what it is that you're buying.
So there's this richness in your life that you
reading
can
build in up. Bed. I want someone. I want
a good bed light thing for reading on the book.
A
yes,
good bed light, but you also, you know, when you're laying there, you want to just the book just to be there. And, you know, you don't want to be, you know, feel like you're wearing armour. Something that will hold the book.
Okay.
Keep it in.
I sound like a bit of a challenge. We put that too.
And
the
again,
out there.
Doesn't it can't be expensive. Yeah, you can
I
have
can
the
lend
light.
You my little fishing cap, Macca, with the little fluoro lights
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, but that's not really graceful,
I'll,
is
I'll
it?
I'll get the disco one for you. Of course it's not.
You know,
it
the
needs to have a bit of
grace. Glasses with lights on. I don't know.
No, no,
I don't
no.
want to look like
I know
I've
what you're talking about,
come
though.
From the set of
what
a cheap Chinese science fiction
what about
movie.
Something where the book can actually sit in it, you know, almost like a beanbag type thing. That it illuminates from the
there
exterior.
There we go.
Look,
this is a
so
challenge
a
for a...
And it's almost like mood lighting, like you can dim it so you don't need it white and bright.
Okay, Christopher Boots, I'm putting your name
there
up
you
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Go, Bootsy.
Go, Christopher.
Got an idea.
Let's get into it.
Have one. Have a think about it, Christopher. Have it there next year. You'll sell at least one.
Yeah, and do you know what?
Like, guaranteed.
You could even have it that the further you sink it into the book beanbag, the more it illuminates. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not sure about the beanbag.
Well, I'm just thinking because you're talking about reading in bed.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than something rigid like a tray where it's... And I'm thinking something that can mold to our different bodies and can sit and gently and be angled.
There could
angle
be a roll for all the old stable tables, couldn't there?
Oh, yeah. See, they're not so good looking.
No.
But as I said, this is where the
it can
creative...
Be done. It
Boots,
can absolutely be done.
Boots is creativity. Come on.
So, Fed Square, so it's tomorrow... How many people do you, you know, do you expect? Ten till five, is it?
Yep.
Yeah, 10 till 5.
Ten goes till five. Oh, look, there's thousands of people. I just sort of wander around in a happy daze watching the people coming past me. They just keep streaming in all day, and sometimes I stop them. They don't know I'm the, you know, producer of the event, but I stop them and I ask them about why they came. So, oh, we just turned up. We just came in from Bendigo on the train and we saw it was on and you're here and this is fantastic. And they're all just all aglow.
Yeah. And there's such easy access with the public transport, with the trams and the Flinders Street Station right there.
Yeah, but it's just getting down into the car park. We're going to be putting steins up everywhere.
Yeah, fantastic.
Tomorrow. So
to direct people there.
Down to the car park. You go down to Ian Potter Gallery, you go through the glass doors, you go down the stairs and turn left.
And I think that the first time I was walking along the Yarra towards sort of Princess Bridge, and I saw it off to the right-hand side and came up through the car park that way. And it just opened up to this light and colour and fabulous to attend. And I encourage everybody to get down there.
It is incredibly fabulous.
And, of course, people who come across it that had no idea it was there.
They love it.
That's the, they're like, what's going on here? Oh, that's all right.
Like, and good coffee too. Like, and, just go there for the coffee.
Well, it's Melbourne, of course. It has to have good coffee.
Yeah, it does.
And... So any plans to, you know, obviously next year again, but, you know, have you ever thought of doing it every 6 months? Is that something that's...
That's what we do. We have
it is every 6 months.
Yeah, we have it in June. And
summer and winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
Cool.
Different items, all afresh. Definitely.
So look, everyone should get down there. It's at Fed Square. Just listen for the low rumble of people ooing and ahhing.
Yes, go and find something that speaks to you.
Yeah, yeah. Good design never, ever ages. And... you don't need to spend a lot of money either.
The items that I bought were very proportionally very cheap. And I'll probably say I spent $20, not $200. So, and I've still got them now all these years later.
But you're also supporting
later.
Somebody who's locally trying to make a goal in design.
Loved
and
it.
That's pretty important
good.
Too.
So thank you. Elizabeth Collins is from the Melbourne Design Market. Fed Square tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get there. Be there or be square.
And you can have a look on the website as well, which is the melbournedesignmarket.com.au if you wanted to have a look at what was being supplied and what the different stalls might be and any other information that you require, get on there and have a look.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.